Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Yud Amabez. We're holding on Yud Amabez, the second line from the top, Chagigais. So ask the Gemara, the Mishnah said that Chagigais are Kaharar Matulim Besara, Michlev Ksivan, what is it talking about? It's first in the Torah to bring a carbon Chagiga. Says the Gemara, Leitzrich, look at Amr Le Rapapa Le Abaye. Rapapa pointed out to Abaye that even though it's true, the Torah says, Chagaisem Oise Chag Lashem, that you're supposed to bring a carbon Chagiga, but me mind, I have a Chagaisem Oise Chag Lashem Zvicha. Who says it's referring to a carbon? Who says that the word chag in the Torah means a carbon chagiga? Maybe the Torah just means to celebrate the Yom Tov by dancing in circles. So says the Gemara, that can't be what the word chag in the Torah means, because El Me'at Dechsev, that which it says by Maishar Benu. When he's telling Paroi to let the Yidden go, he says, he says that we want to go to the Midbar. Hashem wants us to go there and to be chag. So, you think he was telling Paroi that we want to go to the Midbar to dance in circles? No, he was telling him, we want to go bring a carbon. Maybe he'll be stubborn. And he'll say, no, that they wanted to go dance in circles. But the Pasuk says, you could join in the party. You could also give us some carbonis. So as you see clearly that the subject matter was carbonis. Says the Gemara, no, it's still not a raya. Maybe this is what the Torah was saying. That ichlu shesu v'chaygu chaga kamay. That you should eat and drink and dance in circles in front of me. But the fact that he offered him, he told Paroi to give us some carbonis also, it's not because they were talking about carbonis all the time, it's because you could join in the festival by giving us some meat, by giving us some zvachim, so we could shechta, and we could have food to eat. Maybe that's all the Pasuk was saying. So says the Gemara, lo sal kadaitach, you can't say that the word chag refers to dancing in circles. Because the Pasuk says, v'l yalin chelev chagi ad boiker, not to leave over the chelev of my chag until the morning. V'sal kadaitach t'chaiguhu, tar b'l chaga islay. Is there any fats to circles? The fats are from the carbon. So you see, that chag refers to a carbon. Says the Gemara, no, it's still not a raya. Maybe this is what the Pasuk is saying. That chelav habab is man chag lo yalin. Now, chelav chagi means the chelav that you have during the zman of a yom tev, you shouldn't leave it over until the morning. Well, says the Gemara, that can't be either. Because al me'ata, habab is man chag udul yalin. Had the kol shanakul yalin. What, only the karbanis that you bring during the chag, so then you're not allowed to leave over the fats. But the karbanis you bring the rest of the year, you are allowed to leave over the fats. But the Pasuk says, Kol alai lada baker ksev. It says you have to burn it all night until the morning. But you can't go past that. It has to be all burnt by the morning. Says the Gemara, yeah, but that's only nasei. So dilma imahu have a minahu lasei, that all year round it's true that there's nasei. Kasav rachmana hai lilav, but the Torah then says liyalon chelav chagi at boiker, to tell me that during the yom tiv time there's also a lav. Says the Gemara, there's a lav all year round. Lav kasav karachrino v'liyalon bin abasrad asher tizbach. So all year round is a lav. Okay, well still, says the Gemara, maybe during the yontif time there's two laven. An additional to the regular leisa se nase you have all year round, maybe during the yontif time there's an additional leisa se. So we still have no raya, and chag refers to a carbon chagiga. Maybe it's referring to yomtiv. Maybe it's referring to celebrating a yomtiv. So says the Gemara, ala asya, midbar, midbar. We have gzeir shava, midbar, midbar, that teaches us that the word chag refers to a carbon. Ksif ha'acha, by Maish Rabbeinu's conversation with Paroi, ve'ichoy guli ba'midbar. Ksif ha'asam, and it says, in Sefer Amos, it says, hazvachim v'mincha yigashtem ba'midbar, did you bring me karbanis in the midbar? So ma'al lahal and zvachim, over there it says the word midbar, and it's referring to, it's in the subject of, it's disgusting karbanis. Afkan zvachim, here too also, when the Pasuk says, that v'yichoy guli ba'midbar, so it says the word midbar, so the chag there also refers to karbanis. Umay karar natulim besaro, so now that we've just established that it's a gzeir shava, that the word chag refers to a carbon chagiga, so why is it like mountains hanging on hairs? It's a mefirsh gzeir shava, says the Gemara, because it's not really mefirsh, because divrei Torah medivrei kabbalah yod alfinan. It's not really a gzeir shava, because you can't learn out divrei Torah from a pasuk and amis. You can't learn out the gzeir shava from divrei Torah to divrei kabbalah. If so, it's really just Allah l'maisha misinai, but l'maisha there's a little bit of remez, because we have this gzeir, somewhat quasi gzeir shava. Mi'ilais, also the Mishnah says, is something that's karar and atulim b'sarah. Ask the Gemara, Mechtav Ktsivon. Mila is written first in the Torah. Why is the Mishnah referred to it as something that's Harar and Aktuli and Besaro? So Amar Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama explained that the case of the Mishnah, when it says Meilais, is referring to a certain halacha in Ilchos Meilais. When Nitzrach Aluch Nan, it's referring to that which we learned in the Mishnah, Hashliach Sa'asa Shlichusai. The Baal Bayi sent some money in the hands of a Shliach to buy him something from the store, to buy him some challah. So, and the Baal Bayi didn't realize by mistake he gave him Hektish money. So the Shliach goes to the store, so if he does a Shlichus, he buys the challah, so then Shliach Sha'adum Kamaisai, Baal Bayi is Mal. The Baal Bayi is Chayiv Meila. Loi Asa Shlichusai, if he doesn't do what he was told to do, instead of buying challah, he goes and he buys apples, so then he's not a Shliach. It's not Shliach Sha'adum Kamaisai, it's he's the one who committed the Meila, and Shliach Mal, the Shliach is the one who's Chayiv Meila. Now in the case, ask the Gemara, V'chiyasa Shlichusai, in the case that he did the Shlichus, he bought the challah like he was supposed to, so am I Mal? Why does the Baal Bayi get the Meila? Lamaisa, who's the one who did the chet? It's the Shliach. He's the one who spent the money, who gave over the money. He was mechal of the money. V'chizeh chayitah v'zeh mischayiv. Could there be such a thing that one person does a chet and another person gets the avera? Hainu karor natulim b'sara. So that's what the Mishnah means when it says that the hilchos ha'meilos, it's not mefirsh, it's like mountains that's hanging on hairs. However, Amar Rava, Rava said, why? This is mefirsh in the Torah that he's chayiv in such a case. So my koshia, delma shani meila, dialfu chet chet mitruma, we have gzera shava of chet chet from truma. Now hasam shluchas adam kamaisai, avkan shluchas adam kamaisai. Even though it's true, typically by averis, we don't say shliach adam kamaisai. When it comes to meila, we have gzera shava of chet chet from truma, that's shliach adam kamaisai. If bina is mefirsh in the Torah, that there's shlichas by meila, so then of course, if the shliach does the shlichas, the Baal Bayis gets the meila. It's not the Baal Bayis who did the chet. He's a shliach shadun kamaisa. It's as if the Baal Bayis did the chet, and if so, there's no kasher. It's not hararim atulim besara. So Elam Rava Rava explained. Now you know what the Mishnah is referring to. It's referring to a specific halacha. Like nitzrucha halacha d'tanya. It's referring to halacha that we learned in the Braisa. It's the same type of setup. The Baal Bayis gave money to the shliach. However, after he gave the money, the shliach went to the store. It was too late to call him back. And Nizkar Baal Bayis willing Nizkar Shliach. The Baal Bayis chapped that the money he gave was Hektish money. The Shliach doesn't have any idea. But the Baal Bayis realized. So at that point we could assume that he's canceling his Shlichas. So now the Shliach, even if he buys Challah, he's not a Shliach. So we're not going to be able to say Shliach Shadim Kamaisai. Mamela, the halacha is that even if he does the Shlichas, even if he buys the Challah, no matter what he buys, Shliach Ma'al. The Shliach is Chayav Mila. Now says the Gemara, Shliach Ani Ma'ikavit. The poor Shliach, what did he do wrong? He was just doing what he was supposed to do. So Hainu Karar Matulim Besara. So that's what the Mishnah means when it says that the halachas of Meila are like mountains hanging on hairs. Because this halacha is very difficult to understand. However, Amar Rav Ashi, my kushya, what's the question? It's very simple. Dilma Mindi Dehava, Maitzi Mais Hektish Lechulin. Anytime a person uses Hektish money to buy Chulin, he didn't realize it was Hektish money. If he realized, if he did it B'mezet, he's not Chayiv Meila. Meila is only if he did it B'shoigig. So he didn't realize. So poor man, what did he do wrong? That's the parish of Meila. When a person doesn't realize it's Hektish, and he by mistake uses it, so he's chayv mila. So there's no kasha shliach anya ma'ika avid. What did the poor shliach do wrong? He didn't do anything wrong. But that's what mila is. It was by mistake. It was a shaygig. He didn't realize he's not a shliach. The Baal Bayis canceled the shlichas. Mameli is chayv mila. So that also cannot be what the Mishnah is referring to. Bezus Hashem in the following Mishnah and the following share, we'll continue and discuss what the Mishnah is actually referring to.